Imagine living in a world where the most terrifying dangers receive the least attention, while minor threats dominate headlines and policy decisions. This isn't dystopian fiction, it's our reality. Through compelling research, Dan Gardner reveals how our Stone Age brains consistently misinterpret modern risks, leading to costly misallocations of resources and unnecessary anxiety. We fear terrorism more than heart disease, despite the latter killing far more people. We panic about rare crimes while ignoring common threats. Why does this happen? Our ancient wiring, perfectly adapted for survival on the savanna, fails us spectacularly in our complex modern information environment. This disconnect explains everything from counterproductive terrorism policies to vaccine hesitancy, and it's costing lives every day. We possess two distinct systems for evaluating risk. System 1, our gut, operates unconsciously, making lightning-fast judgments based on emotions and intuition. System 2, our head, works deliberately, examining evidence and calculating probabilities. While head analyzes statistics, gut evolved to make snap judgments about potential dangers that could save lives. These systems constantly interact. Knowledge first used consciously by head can sink into gut through practice, as when doctors progress from checklists to intuitive expertise. Art historians who instantly identify fraudulent antiquities through intuitive repulsion demonstrate this expertise-based intuition. The conflict between these systems explains why students resist eating chocolate fudge shaped like dog feces. Our ancient wiring assumes appearance equals reality. If it looks like a lion, it is a lion. This principle served us well until modern inventions created realistic images of things not actually present. When we're tired, distracted, or stressed, head's monitoring becomes loose, like a bright but lazy teenager who disengages. Under pressure, gut takes control while head sleeps, explaining many irrational risk decisions. Our emotional responses distort risk perception. Experts define risk as probability multiplied by consequence, while ordinary people incorporate many additional factors. Nuclear power demonstrates this disconnect. Experts ranked it 20th in riskiness, while the public ranked it first, despite both groups acknowledging it had the fewest fatalities among surveyed risks. Perceived risk increases with catastrophic potential, unfamiliarity, lack of personal control, threats to children, identifiable victims rather than statistics, media attention, and man-made origin. Familiarity powerfully influences how we perceive risk. Our brains prioritize novel stimuli while filtering out the routine. Through habituation, repeated experiences without negative consequences gradually fade from attention, like cologne becoming imperceptible to its wearer. This explains why terrorism frightens us more than heart disease, despite heart disease killing approximately 650,000 Americans annually. Habituation cannot incorporate statistical knowledge. A smoker feels no immediate threat from each cigarette, despite the evidence, just as someone might feel comfortable driving drunk after years without incident. Research on risk judgment revealed two insights. Dread correlates with catastrophic risks, and people inversely rate risks and benefits. If something seems risky, its benefits are judged low, and vice versa. This illogical connection points to Gardner's good-bad rule. Gut instantly categorizes things as good or bad, guiding subsequent judgments. Experiments confirmed this. Under time pressure, limiting head's intervention, the risk-benefit seesaw effect strengthened. When people read positive information about a technology, they simultaneously raised benefit estimates and lowered risk estimates, despite receiving no risk information. This explains many risk perception puzzles. Cancer seems more lethal because the word evokes negative feelings. Our contradictory attitudes toward radiation make sense. Nuclear power feels bad regardless of actual risk, while X-rays and sunbathing feel good despite real radiation exposure. Christmas exemplifies this phenomenon. Despite causing approximately 2,000 hospital visits from tree accidents in Britain, plus 500 deaths and $500 million in damage from holiday fires in America, these risks generate little concern because Christmas carries powerful positive emotional associations. Gut instinctively knows wonderful things don't kill. Our brains assess likelihood based on Gardner's example rule. We judge probability by how easily examples come to mind. This explains why earthquake insurance sales spike after earthquakes and decline over time, despite the actual risk pattern being opposite. The 1990s breast implant controversy perfectly illustrates how humans process stories versus statistics. When the FDA banned silicone implants in 1992, public perception rated them nearly as dangerous as cigarettes, despite no scientific evidence linking them to disease. Simple math explains many cases. With 1% of American women having implants and 1% having connective tissue disease, coincidence alone would create 10,000 women with both. Journalists understand that numbers like 35 killed in a bus crash barely register emotionally, while personal stories captivate us. Anna Nicole Smith's death commands more attention than floods killing thousands. Even with 9/11, the statistic 3,000 killed means little compared to individual stories like Diana O'Connor, the Brooklyn woman who worked three jobs before perishing in the towers. Our Stone Age brains, designed for a world where images were reality, now navigate a tsunami of global information while still believing easily recalled examples indicate common threats. Fear has become a thriving industry. Security Essen, Germany's massive trade show, features over 1,000 exhibitors across 75,000 square meters. The private security sector has expanded dramatically, with Group 4 SecureCorps employing 400,000 people in 110 countries. Security companies market fear rather than rational risk assessment, targeting affluent neighborhoods despite their lower crime rates because they're more profitable. Their advertisements exploit our unconscious mind's inability to distinguish between commercials and reality. Politicians similarly leverage fear for advantage. The 9/11 attacks transformed President Bush from a leader with mediocre approval ratings into a wartime president with Churchill-like popularity. Terror alerts and reminders of death consistently boosted presidential approval ratings. News media inverts reality in crime coverage. Property crimes constitute 88% of all offenses, while violent crimes make up just 12%, with murder at only 0.14%. Yet media coverage focuses disproportionately on the rarest crimes. Americans worry about murder despite facing a 0.0056% annual risk, three times less likely than dying in a car crash. When emotions clash with statistics, gut feelings typically prevail. Experiments show people allocate equal or greater funding to emotionally impactful threats over numerically greater ones. We're living in the safest, healthiest era in history, yet we've never been more afraid. Life expectancy has increased from 48 years in 1900 to nearly 80 years in developed nations today. Our fear priorities dangerously misalign with actual threats. We obsess over handgun violence while dismissing car accidents as background noise, despite vehicles causing more deaths. We've restricted childhood freedom while ignoring obesity threats from sedentary lifestyles. This misallocation of resources has deadly consequences. We spent enormous sums fighting terrorism while neglecting cost-effective health strategies that could save countless lives. As Gardner notes, terrorism is a scuttling beetle next to the elephant of disease. Our fundamental challenge isn't external threats, but our own psychology. Our brains evolved for hunter-gatherer existence, but must navigate a world of microns, parts per million, and global information, like a Stone Age hunter suddenly waking in Times Square. Until we recognize how our ancient wiring distorts modern risk perception, we'll continue fearing the wrong things while neglecting what truly matters.